USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden's infrastructure package may be facing some opposition from his own party. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin said Monday that he'd like to see the way the proposal is being funded changed, wanting a smaller increase in the corporate tax rate than is in the president's plan. Missouri Senator Roy Blunt believes that the package is too big, no matter how it's funded. He tells Fox News that only about 30% of the $2.25 trillion plan is actually about infrastructure.
Roads, the bridges, the airports, the ports, all the money they propose spending on that is exceeded by the amount of money that they are willing to spend to set up electric charging stations all over America. The real focus here needs to be on the part of our infrastructure above ground and below ground that makes us compete and safe, and we can do that, and we could easily do that, in my view, in a bipartisan way in a bill that's paid for by the infrastructure investments themselves.
This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie took issue with the stance that President Biden has taken on Georgia's new elections law. Lance Pry has that story from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Major League Baseball announced on Friday it will move the 2021 All-Star Game out of Georgia because of a new Georgia law requiring photo IDs to vote. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says the narrative that President Biden is pushing is a lie.
I sat here and listened to the president's inaugural address, and I just want a couple real quick points from it. Politics need not be a raging fire that destroys everything in its path, and we must reject a culture in which facts themselves are manipulated or made up. And Joe Biden's broken his own rule. He's lying about this bill. He's lying to the American people about it to cause the raging fire he said he was going to put out.
Governor Christie on ABC News. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
President Biden's infrastructure package may be facing some opposition from his own party. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin said Monday that he'd like to see the way the proposal is being funded changed. The president's plan would raise the corporate tax rate to 28%, up from 21%, to fund the nearly $2.25 trillion package. But Manchin says it should only be hiked to 25%. Representative Byron Donald says that the plan contains too many measures that have nothing to do with infrastructure, no matter how you pay for them. The Florida Republican tells Newsmax TV that there is too much focus on green energy in the president's infrastructure plan.
Two of the things they want to do in this bill is focus on a green energy. They want to focus on electric cars. They want to build 500,000 electric charging stations around the United States when nobody even knows that there's 500,000 electric cars on the road in the United States to support it. Once again, they go down this pathway of making more tax credits to buy electric vehicles, but that doesn't help poor Americans buy electric vehicles because, number one, the cost is too high. Number two, they don't pay enough in federal income taxes to take advantage of the tax credit. So that doesn't help them. All this does is get us focused on these Green New Deal policies, which the Chinese frankly love, because the Chinese understand what we seem to forget, and that if you don't have a strong fossil fuel-based economy, you don't have a strong economy, period. I believe in renewable power. I think it's something that we should definitely look towards, but we shouldn't be forcing it by the strong arm of government. It's something that the markets have to adopt over time.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.